It's the Michael Mara Show.
Washington, in response to President Obama's stimulus package, Rush Limbaugh has proposed the Rush Limbaugh stimulus package. That's true. You see, that's what this country needs. What we need is a stimulus package proposed by a fat DJ. That's what we need.
Yeah, baby.
That's what's going to set the country back on track.
I resemble that.
Actually, Rush Limbaugh's stimulus package is just a package containing a big bottle of stimulants.
There it is.
Because he's a junkie.
He is a junkie. Thank you for clearing that up for us, Craig. We appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. 1 week from tonight, Friday, February 6th, from 9 to 11, we're all going to be at the Bungalow in Chantilly.
Mm-hmm.
That's 13891 Metro Tech Drive, and it's all to celebrate Buzz Babe McKenzie's birthday.
Yes. You know, Mike, I was able to confirm what we talked about yesterday about this event.
What's that?
All bets are off.
All bets are off, Rob.
That's right.
16, count them, 16 Buzz Babes in their birthday suits.
That's right.
Should be a lot of fun. The first 106 people in the door get their own birthday gift. One contains an 8-gig iPod Nano, along with $21 to start filling it up. During the commercial break, want to see you out at the Bungalow a week from tonight.
Please.
Looking forward to that. While we were in the break there, CK came in and informed me that in the other studio now, our midday guy, Chad Dukes, from the Big O and Duke show, is having a heart-to-heart with Bo LeBeau, the slow-witted, slow-thinking, slow-talking Bo LeBeau.
Slow-haired.
And apparently we can bring that up because they're having some sort of chat right now.
I hear it's juicy.
That's not, and that's, I'm not looking for that, Bo.
Okay.
That's not what I'm looking for. I just...
They're talking it out.
I want to make sure it's like, and again, it's the only comparison I can make, John.
It's a rift.
If you're in a relationship with a broad... And there's one of you that likes the other one more, it doesn't work. And I think it's the same with friendships. Yeah. So I just want to make sure that that's not what was behind all this. That's all. No. That was my fear, and that's why
How about I open the door and yell, he's lying.
I'd like that. I'd like that. The weird thing that about this is because this is the other air studio, this actually feeds the speakers in the building.
Oh.
So this entire conversation is being narrowcast.
I'm just
going to
go in, open the door, I'm going to say he's lying and see how they react. All right.
Mike, say it loud.
I will.
Good.
Go ahead. That was Michael O'Mara, everybody.
I think it broke the tension.
My favorite part of the podcast thus far.
I just want to say,
what did he say? He said that was his favorite part of the podcast so far, was you popping in.
And I hope we can go back to the way things were.
Let's make it the way things were, man.
The way things were.
I agree, Bo. And
sounds like they've settled everything.
To finish this up,
we came in at the tail end of this.
Yeah, unfortunate, please, because we can't say it on the air clearly. So tell us
now. This is going on JFK, so we got to keep it semi clean. I got to go back
and curse words in the story.
Beep a couple of things.
It's just a little dicey.
Well, I went to Radford University, home of the Highlanders,
pinnacle of education, John Lorman.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
Help me attain my Bachelor of Sciences in
Media Studies. Hold on a second.
Which allowed me. How's that working out for you? It's hanging on my wall next to my poster of Ozzy and Trump.
How about a you suck?
A mean
you want me to do that?
Yeah, go ahead and give him a you suck. You suck, Bo. So this will just be fun.
And so this is my sophomore year. I just...
Hey, Bo! You suck!
This is Rob Spiewak, everybody.
Not as much as you do.
And moved out.
You said not as much as you do.
John
Norman
said
that.
He's very excited. He's telling jokes. He's on micro. It's where John is happiest.
Katie, go over there, open the door, and say, I hate you, Bo.
Like the second week.
Can you do that, please?
And then I'd like
to... Come on. Oh, Katie, come on.
I'd like to follow up.
All right. What? Or say something.
I had a little altercation with Bo earlier this week, and I don't think it would be nice for me to say that.
Oh, come on. That's all the more reason to do that.
How about I love you, Bo?
Let me do something.
All right.
Mike, making a second trip to the studio. We're in Studio A. Chad and Bo are in Studio B.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's just funny.
We're just down the hall.
Everybody's so uptight.
Katie hates you, Bo!
It's Michael there, everybody.
With good cause.
Go ahead.
This is fun because when John Norman's on microphone, that's when he's at his most happy. Because he's a genuinely funny guy. He didn't say anything yet.
Milks and Max live together. I met them through the rugby team, and Milks actually went to the same high school I did.
Buzz, you want to get in on this?
Yes, I do. Buzz pressing on with this story. I'll be right back.
It's me, Milks.
Chad's appreciating this, I'm pretty sure.
Well, right now, I think if Chad had a pistol, he'd kill himself. Right. Because now it's just the Bow Show.
Virtual links, I guess. And
virtual links, Shorman.
I love you, Chad. I love you, man.
Thank you, Buzz Burbank. I love Buzz. He's probably my favorite person on the planet. And he smells so damn nice. Go ahead, Bo.
So, Milk Saloon, this guy, Pax, who's from Bonnetoc County, which is a suburb.
Listen to that diction.
A booming metropolis.
I'll be right back. Yeah, okay. I have to intervene.
Mike, hurry back, because I already miss you. Or something. But if I fall asleep, I'll miss you.
What was droning on?
Far below the Mason-Dixon line?
Yes, this is much closer to the Tennessee or North Carolina lines than anything else.
And Mike's third visit.
So what happened was, is Pax...
You know, we're listening to this in the other studio. Has anyone ever shared with you how incredibly dull you are? I am surprised. I admire Mr. Dukes for sitting here and not pulling out one of his 15 firearms and blowing your effing head off.
Mike, are you listening to it on the air?
We're listening to it on the air. CK said you guys were having a heart-to-heart, and we brought it up in the studio.
We're on a podcast, and I guess it's probably got more of an audience now.
I hope that my listeners can appreciate how hard you work for your people.
When did you cut in, Mike? Just out of curiosity.
What's that?
What part did you cut in on?
Right at the end when you guys were like getting all lovey-dovey, and you'd worked it all out. So it was just, and then I came in maybe a minute, maybe less than that, just to say, you know, just to start yelling. And then all of a sudden there was some story that you began telling, and it was just like, oh, you
know. Well, he's going into a lot more detail than he normally does with the story.
Really? Really?
It's really racist if it makes you feel any better.
It's really racist.
Horribly bigoted.
Wow. There's a nice tease right there. Are you a big old bigot, Bo? Is that what you are?
No, this is actually about a friend of mine who probably won't be a friend of mine if he ever finds out the spade of the air.
Well, it's on the mic. Are you on the air right now?
Yeah, I'm on the air right now. You're on my show right now.
Hi, Reno.
Did you say racist?
Yeah. Rob immediately
fell. Rob is coming in the studio now. Rob loves hate more than anything else.
Hate the little rascals.
Well, listen, I'm going to save this for the podcast, and I'm going to mosey back over to the other story, the other show, rather. You are so dull. So incredibly dull. And you know what's great? You know why you're compelling? Let me tell you why.
Because
this is not lost on my brilliant midday friend here who knows exactly what radio is all about at his very young age.
Thank
but
you.
I will tell you this, that your dullness is so dull both off air and on air, that's what makes you compelling. You are just as lame off air as you are on. And
Jesus,
I think that's something special. But I love you. And I'll get you on my show sometime, too. Okay, you incredible dullard.
Love you, too, Mike.
I had no idea that was going on. Thank you, Mike. Jesus.
Wow, I hope we didn't say anything untoward.
I said the S word.
Yeah, well, they've got a dumper over there.
All right, we'll continue. I had no idea that it was that provocative. Big thanks to CK.
Yeah, CK, you stink.
Well, so in any case.
All right, you done?
Turn it down, yes.
Enjoyed that.
So they obviously don't know it's going out in the building.
All right, I'll be Bo, and you just ask me a random question, and I'll do my Bo impression. All right.
We're joined by Bo LeBeau. Bo, what's it like working here at WJFK?
Well,
Do you want to tell your racist story?
Yeah.
Okay, let's begin.
Well, it's really not a racist story. It's, what it is I was born with two arms that were 3 inches long.
I understand.
I was an octuplet.
Really? Which one were you?
The smallest armed one.
I understand. Were you the surprised octuplet?
I was like number three with the blue sign, and then underneath it they said short arms. Bo LeBlanc. Oh, my God.
Male 1.8 pounds, short arms.
Jesus Christ. Unbelievable.
I think you really kind of just saved the life of Chad.
This is a crazy place.
It has been.
This place, one of the reasons we're so delighted to be back from Rockville is because of this crap that goes on here.
Yeah.
And Katie, I had no idea that earlier in the week you had a fight with Bo. Oh, I know what that was about.
I do too.
It was a scheduling issue.
Do you remember the memo you read about how, hi, my name is Bo and I'm in charge of the scheduling?
Mm-hmm.
That was, he took that on his, that mantle upon himself and promptly screwed it up.
I don't know the details, but I'm going to side with Katie on this.
You better. You don't want to get on her bad side. Katie is like, imagine this.
Uh-huh.
This is Katie.
Right.
Imagine there's a kitten. And it's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go over and you want to pet that kitten.
I do.
Yeah. And
yes,
the kitten
do.
let's say Katie doesn't want to be petted.
Okay.
The kitten doesn't want you to pet it. All right. But it's so cute, you just have to. Mm-hmm. So, but because it doesn't want to be petted, mm-hmm. when you get close to that kitten, it opens its mouth up and it's got saber-toothed tiger teeth.
Yeah. And the strength of 10 men.
Katie is very, very adorable, but yes. she also has an amazing bite.
She has the claws. She has the teeth.
I do not like to get on Katie's bad side.
No. You don't want to do that.
It's very, very Nobody dangerous does. Place to be. And it's very, and Katie has a magnificent ability to make everyone uncomfortable if she's unhappy.
That's true.
I love that about her.
Turn me on.
She's turning you on.
Oh, all right, no. How about dinner?
Turn you
Oh, dear.
Hello, Katie.
I'd like to defend myself.
Please, please. Everybody is welcome to do that. Seems to be the theme of today's show. Mike attacks and everybody defends.
I am truly as nice as they come.
Yes.
I don't doubt that for a second.
I don't. Oh, dear.
What do you do? No. Get your headphones on. There we
okay.
go.
Okay, right. there we go.
You are as God made you.
But here's the thing. I can't. Oh, did you just spit water
he
everywhere?
Did. He did when Rob said, you are as God made you.
When Rob says stupid crap like that, I can't keep my water down.
So, like, four times a day?
Exactly.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey, who are you, John?
I don't think I was attacking you.
No,
I was saying.
No, here's. Just. Okay. I am so nice, and I work really, really hard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I expect True. From other people
yes.
as much as I give.
Right.
The same dedication.
The mm-hmm. absolute same mm-hmm. dedication, mm-hmm. the loyalty. And the work ethic.
Right.
Can I do a footnote real quick?
Yes, go ahead.
Mike, you were picking at the scab,
yes.
and now it's hemorrhaging. So let's let her talk.
Okay, go ahead, Katie.
Oh, yeah. All right, so, my God, did I say that?
I got it. But that's the second day in
that's
a row.
It.
It is.
And she's responsible for that.
I just lost my job. I'm sure of it.
Her point is, Bo didn't care.
And Katie felt very strongly about it. That also speaks to Katie, any concerns I might have ever had about Katie's comfort level on the air,
that's yeah. true.
Don't have many more.
No.
That lady's comfortable. Perfectly.
Join us in the next segment.
She is as natural on that microphone as she is breathing the air. Uh-huh. And that means she'll be back for return visits
good.
After that.
Join us in the next segment where we'll have an edited replay of what she actually
oh,
just
good.
Said.
Very good. Good. Katie, maybe you can finish that thought when you compose yourself later on in the broadcast. That'll be a lot of fun. All right, let's get our first look at news. Before we do that, Buzz, let me just take two quick calls.
Yes.
A couple of people. One guy's been waiting 15, another 20. Kent in Chico, California. You've been waiting a while. What can we do for you, Kent?
Yes, you guys were very close to everything. You were, Bo, I think, was touching on it. Rob was touching on it. It's obvious. It's Barack Obama's seat. And he didn't want any shame brought on him in his initial few days.
Are you speaking to He's the speediness? Hold on. Are you speaking to the speediness of this impeachment?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. All right, very good. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Dean in Reno. Dean, you're on the air.
Dino in Reno.
Hello, Dean.
Dean.
Wow, the whole time I've been on hold, I've been listening to that crap, and Jesus.
Did you hear what Katie said?
I haven't heard anything. All I've been hearing is those Bo and Duke show.
Oh, that's right, because that feeds down the line.
My sincere apologies. I am sorry that you had to be subjected to all Bo all the time, the all Bo show. But what can we do for you, Dean?
It's kind of weird because my suggestion for a dish that you guys could eat.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird, but
go ahead,
like,
come on.
Some people don't.
All right.
It's called, Katie might be able to help you out with it too. It's called the Fookerton.
All right,
it God, sounds it. Delicious.
Long time to wait for that. All right, let's get our first look at news with Buzz Burbank.
Wichita will feel the brunt of Cessna's layoff with 4,600 workers over the next 2 months. Wow. Today, President Obama called it a continuing disaster and introduced the Working Families Task Force. That is aimed at using jobs and education to bring lower-paid workers into the middle class based on the belief that a stronger middle class makes for a stronger country.
Boy, it just sounds like a long haul, doesn't it?
Sure.
I mean, even that, it's a stimulus, part of his stimulus package, but Jesus. I mean, yeah. It sounds like education, training.
Yeah.
It sounds like
yeah.
2 years minimum.
Oh, God, more than that.
Yeah, that sucks.
Vice President Joe Biden will run the task force. Obama also said he's reversing White House policies adopted over the last 8 years regarding labor unions. Mm-hmm. Obama says he sees unions not as part of the problem, but part of the solution. 20 years ago, lifeguards at Daytona Beach were sure they'd lost a tourist when 29-year-old Benny Wint of South Carolina went swimming in the ocean and never returned.
Oh, Benny.
Benny. He resurfaced yesterday when he was pulled over by a North Carolina state trooper who got suspicious about his identity. Turns out Benny swam up the coast 20 years ago to fake his death so he wouldn't have to marry his fiance.
He was in a gang at that time, too.
The Jets?
The Jets. Sure.
Benny at the Jets.
In Russia, a 44-year-old is having surgery to try to restore his manhood after it was bitten off by a raccoon.
Rob, did we get to Russian music?
Yeah, it's in there.
Hold on, where is it?
It's in the machine that's furthest to your left.
That's right.
It's called Russian Vocal.
The man's thing was bitten off by a raccoon.
Ouch.
In Russia.
Oh, so a Russian raccoon?
That's right, Rob. Oh,
that's the worst kind, because you know what? They have a bad temperament. It's the vodka.
44-year-old lost his manhood to a raccoon bite.
God damn it!
In Russia. The man says he tried to get the raccoon to give him that special favor. Alcohol may have been involved.
I'd like to send this song out to all of our Russian friends listening along the network. Louder. All right. Do you like it?
Will you sing the chorus?
Join with me. Boy, boy, boy. All right, enough of that.
These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Amy Winehouse burgled. I'm sure she'll post for your Hollywood buzz. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just sounds dirty, doesn't it?
Burgled?
Yeah. Amy Winehouse burgled.
Well, so does she.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have her stop by. You never know. That. All right, we'll take a short break. The wine man should be here. Mr. Tier from the Cupcake Vineyard.
Keegan Tier!
Tier will be here, and hopefully we'll be drinking wine when we come back from this commercial break. Yippee! We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.